Tiernan and Drogheda United on Friday night. It's a ground that Derry City haven't won in 2023. But from your one experience down there, what makes this venue so tough?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's a mindset thing where people, and they talk about being a smaller pitch and all goes with it. Listen, it's 11v11. They're a very good side. They're very good at what they do. They make no bones about their game style, and they play off set pieces and second balls, and they're very good in the counter-attack. They're big, they're strong, they're organised. They've lots of qualities. They don't get too caught up in possession. They're also a team that kind of like to lure you into possession and getting expansive, and they do you on the break. So there's lots of things we've learned over our number of games against Drogheda this season, and it's now important that we go and try and implement our game plan and execute our game plan. The boys are fully aware of what we need to do, and they're also fully aware of how difficult it's going to be, and you got to be clinical on Friday night, and you got to go in there with the right mindset that they're a physical side, and you have to win your duels in games like this and give yourselves a platform to go on and play. So hopefully we can do that.
So is it just brawn force and pace possibly, even just to take out Drogheda, they try and beat them at their own game?
I don't know if pace is the word, but because they don't leave huge amounts of space for you to attack. But it's definitely a game that you can't get lured into and think very much or think all the time about possession and how easy you are in the eye. There's definitely times that you need to mix this up a little bit and play them at their own game to an extent. So there's, as I say, there's lots of things we have to take into consideration on Friday night. The other big thing is we have to go and be the best version of us. And we've talked about their qualities, but we also have to now talk about our own qualities and our own strengths. And I think we're in a good reign of form at the moment, and hopefully we can take that into Friday night.
With the niggles that you are experiencing within the squad, there was times even on Friday night, it was like the walking wounded when you look at Carroll Winchester coming off the pitch. Have you got an update on the likes of Carroll Winchester or anybody else in terms of team news?
Not at this stage. It's probably far too early. It's probably one of those ones where it'll be the 11th hour. Unfortunately, I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but we don't want to rule anybody in, and we don't want to rule anybody out at this stage. And again, the ones that have been out training, they've been working really hard. We've had to do it for a little bit of video analysis this week. But it is a game we're looking forward to, and it is a game that we're determined to go down and enjoy.
With all the changes, whether it has been through suspensions, through injuries or whatever, has it been quite frustrating for you for trying to find your best 11 and find consistency with them?
Yeah, listen, there's always that consistency word that's going to get used. But football's made up of squads, and that's the whole point of having squads, that when somebody takes a knock or somebody gets suspended, somebody who maybe hasn't been playing gets that opportunity to go and show the best version of themselves, and that's how we approach it.
There's an opportunity possibly, if things go the way they are in the 11th hour, that Danny Mullen could be up leading the front line. Do you think that he can take the responsibility to lead the front line?
100%. I think he's done it before, and if that is the case, then I don't see why he wouldn't do it again. Danny Mullen's a quality player. I think everybody knows that. He's been around the league now for a couple of years, and he's a lad that has an eye for goal, and he's great experience, a good lad, works hard. So I think if Danny's called upon Friday night, I don't expect anything less than a top performance from him.
The most consistent player in terms of goal scoring at the moment is Adam O'Reilly. Is he working on something different in terms of training to become more prolific in front of goal?
I think Adam's big thing is that he's honest. And he's actually brave. He gets himself in those positions. He has legs and energy, and he's that little Duracell bunny that doesn't stop and makes it difficult. And great credit to him, because he's probably been asked to play the position on two or three occasions this year. He is hard to listen to, mind you, but he goes and he does it, and he gives 100%.
Rodon Boyce back again after suspension. Is he going to go into the starting 11, or could you even settle with Robbie Benson remaining in the position he was in last week?
Again, as I say, it's probably just too early at this stage to call. We may have to tweak things in certain situations, but he's been out there and he's been training and he's chomping at the bit to get back going.
Were you impressed with Robbie falling on that role?
Again, he's never played that position before. Left-sided player being asked to play on the right side. I thought he was absolutely superb in what was asked of him. It wasn't a natural thing to him, but again, typical Robbie, rolled his sleeves up, got on with it and gave 100%, which is all we ask.
I'm not sure if you saw the statement that was made by a section of supporters after the Bohemians game, where they were limiting the number of tickets that could go to the away games. This is quite similar again to this week. Do you feel sympathetic to those who aren't season ticket holders? And would you think that maybe the more that attend away games, the better it is for Derry City?
Yeah, from my end, obviously the bigger the crowd, the more support, the better it is. The noisier they are, they get behind the team. I'm sure I've never had this conversation with anybody, so I'm presuming there's reasons for it. And if that's the case, then we have to respect that. But just from a manager's perspective or a team's perspective, the more the merrier.